today, I'm talking with First Lieutenant Gary Elzey from the 4th Fighter Wing at the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro. Elzey just came back onto active duty as an officer in December.
Just my experience in the Air Force. I've been blessed with great leadership, spoiled with great leadership, and the trend has continued. Everyone in the Air Force has been so empowering. It really empowered me with the essential tools to succeed. And just gaining all of the experience and perspective I did while I was enlisted.
Elzey is a JAG officer at Seymour Johnson.
Some of the duties I have right now aren't too extensive because I have to go to what's called JSOC, Judge Advocate Staff Officer course, before I can get my classification as a JAG. So right now I'm kind of helping out with legal assistance, providing legal assistance to clients, and just assisting in maintaining good order and discipline throughout the base.
Elzey was a paralegal when he was prior enlisted.
I did some legal assistance, wills drafting, drafting powers of attorneys, and I also worked in military justice, so I was a court paralegal. I was also assisting with non-judicial punishment and discharge board.
Elzey has only been in Goldsboro a matter of weeks.
So far, I like it. I haven't seen much of it because of COVID and just kind of looking for a house and getting familiar with my job. So I've kind of been to and from work and just kind of searching the area for homes.
Elzey says career progression has been a major benefit during his time in the Air Force.
In the legal career field specifically, there's so much to do. You know, as a paralegal, you can be a defense paralegal, or you can, you know, be a special victims counsel paralegal. As an officer, you could be a defense attorney. You can be a medical law consultant. There's just so much opportunity.
First Lieutenant Gary Elzey from the 4th Fighter Wing at the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro.